It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Office Romance, the latest Jennifer Lopez hit on Netflix, and without seeing a trailer and only seeing a poster of her and Brett Goldstein in an elevator with the tagline, "It's going down," I assumed it would be a bad movie about two people falling in love while being stuck in an elevator. Instead, it's a bad movie where Lopez plays the CEO of her father's airline company and Goldstein writes himself as her new British lawyer. The relationship becomes complicated because of the no dating in the workplace policy. You know how it is. Office Romance could have been a good movie if it was written by Goldstein and his Ted Lasso collaborator Joe Kelly, but instead it goes for unlikable characters, cliches, an embarrassing version of the birth scene from Knocked Up, the obligatory F-bombs and C-words distinguishing how it's set in the UK and America, a graduate reference, and the cynicism of it all. The movie is also too long, with about a half an hour of the workplace romance taking heat with blackmail, arguments, and negativity. There are many great rom-coms currently on Netflix's site, like There's Something About Mary, Father of the Bride, Pretty Woman, and Tootsie, but Office Romance should be the one that's leaving soon, so skip it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.